how to create your own all-natural fertilizer. Why would you spend tons of money going out to buy fertilizer when you can save yourself some money and time? Because chances are, you may already have everything you need right in your own home to make your own all-natural fertilizer. And it can be used in your garden or with potting soil. FarmersAlmanac.com is just one of many online resources with ideas for do-it-yourself fertilizers, all of which contain items that can be found in your kitchen pantry or backyard for a variety of needs. Things you may or may not have ever thought of that would work. For example, grass clippings and weeds. Both are rich in nitrogen and essential for most plants. Compost is another great all-natural fertilizer. Use your kitchen scraps, tree leaves, and other kitchen and garden waste. All work magically to help soil retain moisture, which is essential for vegetable gardens to thrive during hot, dry summers. Manure from a variety of sources works too, from cows, horses, and chickens. Each type of manure is high in nitrogen and other nutrients. Use it sparingly to top dress gardens or till a small amount into soil in the spring. Tree leaves, rather than bagging them up and putting them on your curb, use them as mulch to both fertilize your plants and keep the weeds down. One of the best fertilizers, coffee grinds. Lots of plants, such as blueberries, rhododendron, roses, and tomatoes thrive best in acidic soil. Recycle your coffee grounds by sprinkling the used grounds over the surface of the soil. Eggshells will help lower the acidity of your soil for plants that don't like acid, and it provides plants with lots of calcium. Simply wash out the eggshells from your kitchen, save them, and crush them to use in your garden. And last but not least, banana peels. We eat them for the potassium, but roses love them too. Simply bury the peels in a hole alongside the rose bush so they can compost naturally. As the rose grows, bury the peels into the soil's top layer. Both of these approaches will provide the much-needed potassium for the plant's proper growth. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.